Argument against Measure A. It appears the measure's primary function is to provide child care services for low-income families. There is no residency requirement. Many will flock to Marin for free child care. This influx of those seeking free child care will create the need for greater, costly social services. Marin is not even currently taking care of its own needy residents, the mentally ill, the homeless, disabled veterans, and more. Taxpayer dollars should be spent on government mandates such as safety, roads, traffic mitigation, schools, and health care. Moreover, the influx will increase the pressure exerted by the state for more subsidized, low-income, high-density housing to be placed in small Marin neighborhoods. Residents of Marinwood, Strawberry, Novato, Fairfax, and other Marin towns have rejected such plans, but the threat still looms. Advocates of free child care ought to seek funding from the Marin Community Foundation, not taxpayers. The Buck Fund was specifically established to provide such services to Marin's needy. Most of the, quote, other, end quote, services mentioned in the language of the measure are already provided in Marin. A portion is designated for health care. However, under the ACA, every child should be insured already. It's our county health department's job to make sure children are enrolled. There is no reason to set up a new bureaucracy to duplicate services at taxpayers' expense. The county will have plenty of money for health care and other services when it addresses out-of-control benefits for retirees, as outlined in the 2015 grand jury report. A quarter cent may not seem like much, but the sales tax in Marin is approaching the maximum 10%. Sales taxes rob consumers of purchasing power, ultimately costing jobs. People will go elsewhere to buy goods and services. Please vote, quote, no on A, end quote. It hurts Marin. Signature Michael Hartnett, representing Marin United Taxpayers Association.